Professor Kobe Michael. He is a senior researcher, editor-in-chief at Strategic Assessment. Professor, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm trying my best.
As we all are. Well, I hope we're all trying our best because that's really all we can do. Okay, so this I mean, there were reports this morning of a potential hostage rescue that seems to have been either retracted or denied. But it's very, very clear that this initiative, this operation is a very intense one. What's happening here? What are the next steps? Where do we likely see this going?
First of all, with your permission, let's clarify what happened today in Khan Yunis.
Please.
Because there were many rumors about an initiative, an operation in order to rescue, to release hostages, and this was not the purpose of the operation. The purpose, the objective of the operation was to capture a very senior terrorist, a leader of one of the minor factions in Gaza Strip, not Hamas and not Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but a very militant faction that was involved in kidnapping Israeli hostages. And the purpose of the operation was to capture him in order to investigate him about hostages, because Israel knows that this faction keeps some hostages.
Okay.
The operation succeeded partially because the IDF unfortunately didn't capture him alive, and he was dead. He was killed. But his family, his wife, and his grown children were captured by the IDF and were taken for investigation, because the assumption is that they have an idea about the hostages. So this is with regard to the operation, a very intensive one, because the IDF bombarded around Khan Yunis in order to divert the attention of the factions, of the terrorists, from the objective of the operation itself. In brackets, I would like to emphasize that talking about negotiation with Hamas and about the idea of releasing all the hostages, this is another indication to the fact that Hamas does not hold all the hostages. Okay, there are, most of the hostages are held by Hamas, but there are some hostages alive and dead that are kept by other factions. Some of them are very minor but very militant factions that do not necessarily obey to Hamas, which means that even if Israel will succeed reaching to sort of an agreement or an understanding with Hamas with regard to the hostages, it doesn't mean that Hamas eventually will be able to release all the hostages. This is something that we have to bear in mind, talking about the idea of a deal with Hamas. In addition to that, and based on my knowledge about Hamas, I'm not sure at all that Hamas eventually will release all the hostages, because the hostages is the ultimate insurance policy that they have for their survival. And I would like to remind that Hamas kept in captivity two bodies, two corpses of Israeli soldiers and two Israeli citizens for more than 10 years. And despite all the negotiation during the years and what Israel offered to Hamas in order to release the two corpses and the two Israeli citizens, Hamas refused because they thought that they can get much more from Israel. So this is Hamas. This is Hamas, and we cannot rely on Hamas with all the guarantees, and we have to bear it in mind.
What do we know about Hamas's leadership, considering that there was now confirmation about Mohammed Sinwar? Do they have leadership within the Gaza region?
In the Gaza Strip, actually, they have almost no military leadership. At least they are not capable to operate in an organized manner from the military point of view. Actually, the last commander with that can be considered as experienced one is Ezzaddin al-Haddad, Colonel Ezzaddin al-Haddad, who is the commander of the northern brigade of Hamas, what is has been left from this brigade in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, actually the Gaza City, is the last one, and I assume that he will be nominated now as the commander of the military wing of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. But Hamas is under a huge pressure, in a huge crisis now. Israel, the IDF, is in a very big and impressive momentum, and this is the time, I think, to continue intensifying and increasing the military pressure, because we saw that after Hamas left the negotiation table last week, they ran back to the negotiation table after the operation that the IDF targeted and killed Mohammed Sinwar and the commander of Rafah Brigade and some other senior officials that were around these two in the tunnel, in the bunker beneath the European hospital, under the European hospital in Khan Yunis. By the way, now talking about hospitals and the way that Hamas uses hospitals and the other civilian facilities for terrorist purposes, now the IDF invaded to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, because the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis is another compound of Hamas. Okay, and we met it and we saw it in Shifa Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in the entire Gaza Strip, and in the Indonesian hospital in the northern part of Gaza Strip. Actually, in all of the hospitals in the Gaza Strip, Hamas is present, and Hamas used them as military and terrorist compounds.
So then who is calling the shots? Who makes these decisions?
Sorry?
Who makes the decisions in terms of Hamas now?
Actually, I don't know. I don't think that they are able to make decisions in the operational level, but only in the tactical level. Uh-huh. Very limited decisions. They are running away. They are trying to use the movement of the civilians from the active war zones to the safe zones, and to camouflage themselves as innocent civilians. But I think that the IDF has very good intelligence in this regard, and very good means in order to detect them. And in some cases, they do succeed to run away, but they now are mostly busy to save themselves. And actually, they are under huge, I would say, press and stress.